Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Bartle,
bring A game.
He's an expert at RotoWire.com. For two decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. Let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial at RotoWire.com/free. Joe, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. That's right. Talk some fantasy football with you guys.
Hey, look, we were just talking about Taysom Hill, right? He's a quarterback, so you can't play him as a flex guy. How can we get that changed, and would you draft Taysom Hill as a flex guy?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a few formats that's kind of come up, and I've also seen Jalen Samuel, who was kind of considered an H-back in college and now could be a tight end or a running back or a receiver for the Steelers, it feels like, this season. So it's quite possible, but in most cases, it would be like the deepest of league. Think a 16-team, 20-roster league where maybe Taysom Hill would be considered. There's been a few times where, at least in DFS purposes, I've seen him be a possible wide receiver candidate. And so in leagues where you have kick return yardage, too, that's an area where he'll be drafted. That's about the extent of it. And I don't even know how it would be possible to get him to be valued to the point in his draft. Like, forget draft positioning, forget the position overall. He has to put enough yards together on a week-to-week basis where you'd be realistically considering him for a fantasy asset. But it's a compelling question for some of those multi-tool athletes out there. And certainly with the way NFL's been going today, I kind of wish that conversation would happen more often.
Joe Bartle, rotowire.com, at JB Fantasy Sports on Twitter. Joe, Steve Geller and I were talking. Steve's our sideline reporter for the Saints, and he's convinced that if he gets the number one pick, he's going to draft Alvin Kamara over Zeke and over Saquon Barkley. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big four right now, and it's been a big four for most of the lead up to the fantasy football draft season. It's been a different big four than I think we start out with, the Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey, and Ezekiel Elliott. Well, Elliott's contract situation hasn't bumped down. I think David Johnson has bumped up to be that top four spot. But you could make a case for any one of those four guys to be considered the number one overall pick, and that's different than most years where maybe you're considering a David Johnson or considering Ezekiel Elliott or a Todd Gurley as number one spot. There's never been a time, at least I can recall, where it's been four different guys that you could realistically make the case for. I've been shying away from Kamara just a little bit because I don't quite know how much of an influence he's going to have on the running game and the receiving game, at least to the extent that we see Saquon Barkley, who is maybe literally the only offensive option for the Giants, or Zeke if he's able to sign his contract and actually play for the Cowboys all 16 games. But he's among that conversation, Kamara, and I think he should be among the top four picks this year.
Now, Joe, how do you evaluate quarterback's production from one year to the other? I'm looking at Pat Mahomes, 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. It's just like, okay, he can have a down year, but he still have 40 touchdowns and over 4,000 yards. What is the take on that when you consider even where Drew Brees is at from a local interest, but looking at that quarterback position as far as production?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think Pat Mahomes and what he does in his second full year as the starter is probably one of the premier fantasy questions overall. He's currently being drafted in the second or third round of most formats, and I've been telling a lot of people that's way too high. And it's not even so much Mahomes and his talent. I think it's really hard to argue that the Chiefs aren't going to be another fantastic offense, if not the best offense, for a second consecutive year. It's just hard to predict that somebody's going to throw 50 touchdowns and 5,000 passing yards for a second consecutive season. That was historically great last year, and it's difficult to say historically great can happen two consecutive years in a row. But is it fair to say that maybe he throws for 4,500 yards and 45 passing touchdowns? I think that's possible. We have him currently projected for 41 touchdowns and 4,700 passing yards. If that's the case, that puts him certainly among the top quarterbacks again this year, if not the top quarterback. So I have a hard time saying, let's not knock Mahomes for his value. I think he could get to that floor, just probably isn't going to be exactly what we saw last year. He's still easily the number one quarterback. Now, I hate to bash the local guy a little bit, but we're pretty low as a company-wide, it feels like, and certainly in our draft software, on Drew Brees. I wonder just how much of a passing attack the Saints are really going to have this season. And that's my biggest concern. Really, they've had success even these past two seasons running the ball with Mark Ingram and with Kamara. And now Latavius Murray is in there. I actually think that's an even bigger upgrade at the running back spot. And they're probably going to be moving the ball running again this year to the point where Breeze isn't going to have to be called upon to throw unless, for whatever the reason, they get into a shootout with the Buccaneers in Week 2 or whatever happens. Like it feels like every year at the Saints. He's a guy that's probably going like top 15 quarterback right now that I think is a little bit higher than his value currently is. And it's entirely because I think the Saints offense is going to be more run-oriented like we saw for most of last season.
Do you have a player or two that could be a sleeper and or, you know, what player first year or going into a second year player that you look to really explode just because of maybe a new system, new coach, and how they're going to use them?
I've really been targeting Terrell Williams, who's a free agent addition from the Chargers over to the Raiders, AFC West, obviously moving around interdivision, but they signed him in the offseason. Everyone makes a big deal about the Antonio Brown trade from the Steelers to the Raiders, and I totally get it. And Brown's one of the best receivers in the NFL, and head case aside, he probably will continue to be one of the best receivers in the NFL. But I think that opens the door for Terrell Williams to actually be a factor, and given the size and speed combination that he has, it was weird to see the Chargers utilize him as basically a blocking threat and a deep ball threat. They never really utilized him as a receiver. I imagine with the money the Raiders invested in Williams this season, he's going to be used as a receiver more often. And it makes it a little bit easier when double coverage almost has to be had on Antonio Brown. So I like him quite a bit as a 12th round receiver that probably could return top 30, top 35 value at his position. A second year player I'm targeting is Kerryon Johnson. He might be the player besides Lamar Jackson I'm most high on right now entering the year. While the Lions, I think, are probably one of the worst teams in the NFL, it's weird to say that a running back on the worst team is going to be something you want to target. But frankly, all he needs is to have more touchdowns. I think that's going to be a possibility. He only had four or five last year and didn't even play a full 16-game season. You give a Kerryon Johnson workload for a full 16 games, and he ends up being the main receiving threat on the team along with Kenny Galladay. I love that for a third or second or mid-second-round, third-round pick. And I think he could be a candidate for next year that you're talking about as a first-round running back.
Joe Bartle, expert at RotoWire.com, fantasy football, fantasy frenzy. Check him out at RotoWire.com. You can also get a free 10-day trial at RotoWire.com/free. Joe, good stuff, man. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.